So I think the general consensus is Damon's probably the better of the two.
So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club.
In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about who's the better brother, Damon or Stefan. So in this episode, I'm going to have some guests. Also, it got interrupted because my daughter's father called because she was having an anaphylactic reaction to something. Still not sure what it was, so you'll hear like my phone ring or a couple other things where I just have to go all of a sudden. But I think we got enough to kind of cover the topic for the most part. Also, if you guys are into making your own podcast, go ahead and check out my link in my link tree. I also have a Patreon where I will be doing shout outs for every member who signs up. And I will also be giving away 2 guest spots for my podcast per month if that's something you guys are into. That is just the dollar tier. More tiers will be coming soon. So let's get started talking about who is the better brother. And I have 2 special guests today. The first guest that I have is Caitlin. And the second guest that I have is my longtime best friend, Erin. And we're going to be talking about who's better, Stefan or Damon.
Well, you already know my opinion.
Okay. So the way I feel about it is I think that who's the better person is a very different question than like who's the better brother.
100%.
Because I know that I think one of them is kind of a terrible person. You know, I still love him. But I think that in being a terrible person, he's made the best decisions to be the best brother I think he could be.
So. Okay, it depends. I mean, I think they both make terrible decisions.
Definitely.
They do.
But I think they also both love each other. And it's this question is so hard for me. That's why I wanted to jump into this topic. Because I think they have so many good moments and so many horrible moments to each other. I don't know if there's like a balance or not, but I was trying to figure that out.
So here's the thing. So Damon will defend and kill anyone for the people that he loves. But his brother, he's held to a morality and a humanity that he would sacrifice for the greater good. And I just love Damon more. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, he's better. He's definitely the better character. He's not morally better, but he's better.
Yeah. You know, Stefan does that whole moral high ground thing. Yeah. That kind of keeps him from having any type of depth. And it's not even that he doesn't have depth, because the depth is there, but it almost comes off as like a holier than thou type feeling a lot of the show. And it's like, okay, buddy, we get it. You're the good guy.
But then
they don't call him hero hair for no reason.
the whole hero thing got boring after a while.
Yeah.
And he's always like going on and off the wagon, like a Rippa. And so he's like making more immorally decisions more than he is making good decisions, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then saying that he's the best.
But I think that he has that. Yeah, and I think he's got that Rippa persona that he hides underneath. So it's like his justification every time he screws up is, well, I screwed up, but it was because I was the Rippa. And it's like, yeah, okay, buddy, that's cool and everything, but you still screwed up.
Definitely, I agree.
So I think the general consensus is Damon's probably the better of the two.
Yeah, he is.
He's definitely more entertaining.
Yeah. I really, the only thing that keeps me from ever being like, hands down, he was the better brother is when he killed Lexi. You know, I know that he had motivation behind it. I know he said it was, you know, to protect them from being found out as far as the town hunting him for the vampires. But killing Lexi was like a huge deal. You know, you want to talk about really kind of. And that's really the only thing that ever keeps me from going back and saying, well, I mean, that's probably the crappiest brother thing that you could do is killing your brother's best friend.
And then, but Stefan also kills Enzo twice, so.
God, the Enzo thing, finally finished the show for the first time after starting it 10 million times. And when Enzo died, I was messaging Bailey out of that same group that we came from. And I was like, Bailey, tell me this is not real. This is a joke, right? We're not going to end Bonnie and Enzo's story here.
Poor Bonnie,
right?
Man.
And then he was for real dead.
Bonnie. I know. You never get the happy ending, ever. It feels so awful for her. And then she's like, and she's the better person every time. She ends up going to Caroline and Stefan's wedding. I would not even talk to Caroline or Stefan again, I don't think.
No.
Maybe Caroline, but and that's not even the first.
So, no, I mean, I guess that is a good point on it. And I don't know what it says about me. Okay. I said, I don't know what it says about me, but I think if my sister killed my best friend, it probably kill hers too. So
I get it.
I don't know what this is about me as a person, but.
That's funny. So what are your favorite Damon and Stefan moments? Do you guys have any?
Well, the hello brother at the end. is always chef's kiss, really and truly.
I'm trying to remember, but it's been so long.
So, like, you know how they say, like, in the first episode, they're like, hello, brother, like, Damon's like, hello, brother.
No, I know what you're talking about. I just haven't watched it in so long.
No, but at the end, oh, you're trying to remember your favorite scene, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. So, a lot of my... There's so many. I don't even know where to start. I love that Damon is like, oh, I love the episode. This is not even at the beginning. It's like towards the end. But I love in season 7 when Damon is like, when all the vampires that are in that stone, the Phoenix Stone, they all get like thrown everywhere. And they have Stefan gets put into a human body and he's like an alcoholic.
Right.
It was very fitting, and I believe Stefan actually says that.
Oh yeah,
but I love the moment when Damon is like looking for him in the blizzard. That's one of my favorite Damon and Stefan moments. Yeah.
Well,
if you really see how much he
needs. Yeah, because no matter what, no matter at times when like they hate each other, it's always like they always come back. They always have his back.
I really liked when after Elena died and we've got that moment of Stefan just begging Damon not to go and just basically desiccate. What do they call it when he just kind of hangs out in the coffin?
Desiccated?
Yeah, there it is. I was like, I know the word. But whenever he was calling him, he was like, please don't do this. And Damon was like, nah, I'm gonna do it. It was so sweet because you could really see like that yearning for the relationship that Stefan has had throughout the show. You can see it come forward. I think that a lot of times it looks more like Damon is trying to reach out for Stefan for that relationship, but I think this is the first time that we see that reverse of Stefan trying to be strong for Damon.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the first time, but maybe.
The most evoking times, maybe. Like, that was one of the first times that I felt like there was force behind it on Stefan's part. Like, it was one of the times that I felt like Stefan really did mean it. You know, he really was willing to put everything aside between the whole love triangle there for Stefan to really say, like, I need you for this, brother. I need you to be here for this. And it was the first time it felt like it meant it to me.
Yeah. I can see that. I think I like that scene too, though.
It almost felt like there was always a caveat.
Yeah, but I feel like those moments were so rare because he was always just like, oh, Damon, you screwed up again. Oh, you can't do this. Why'd you put me in this spot? Blah, 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 blah.
We do love him a little bit morally gray.
That's true.
I'm sorry, Damon, like, literally, he can do anything, and I'm just. Maybe it's the whole dark romance book thing. Like,
and okay. He does do everything, and everybody's like, okay,
it's okay,
cool.
Exactly.
Definitely.
I mean, Klaus could do worse, and I would love him more, so.
I mean, pretty sure Klaus has done worse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love those bad boys.
So I like in, like, season one how, like, Damon comes back to, like, ruin Seven's life. I've promised you an eternity of misery. And then by the end of season one, he's, like, saving him from a tomb of vampires. Like, this is my brother. I have to save him. It's they're so cute. I love their relationship. They have a really good bond. Even though they spend so many years estranged at different times, they always come back to each other. And there's just like moment after moment, no matter what is happening.
And I feel like in season one, you can really see, I mean, season one is just straight up, you know, Damon's entire dark side, really, until that end, and he's got to save Stefan. But I think that people fell in love with him because it was such a stark contrast to Stefan's hero persona.
Totally. I love all the nicknames that Damon comes up with for every character.
Hero hair will never go away for me. Anytime I see the show, it's hero hair. That's all he is to me.
That's funny. I love how they, like, mention his hair. Like, other characters mention his hair, too. Like, in the 1920s, when Klaus and Rebecca are saying, like, she's like, when Klaus finally meets Stefan, he's like, oh, you're right, sister. He does have funny hair. And there was just, like, there was another instance that I can't think of right now, but.
No, it was very the early 2000s hair. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because didn't, if I'm not wrong, Ian Somerhalder auditioned for the part of Stefan, right?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Thought I heard that.
I know that Matt Donovan.
No, Matt, that's what I'm thinking about.
Matt Donovan auditioned for the position of Damon, which would have been...
That's it. I knew that there was a weird...
Horrible.
Yeah. I knew there was a weird audition that got cast as somebody else. It was Matt Donovan. Yeah.
The only reason I really didn't think so, too, though, was because I just watched a video literally today that said, like, that somebody, one of the fans from the convention that happened last weekend in the June wedding convention... Mm-hmm. There was a question that asked, would you have played Stefan? And Damon's like, Ian's like, absolutely not.
Yeah. No, he's perfect for the part.
He killed it. He definitely killed it. I like how when Elena first becomes a vampire and Jeremy's a vampire hunter and Damon and Elena's relationship started because of the Sire Bond. And mm-hmm. Damon feels so guilty because he's there and he's supposed to break up, like, make her go away forever. And he sees, like, it's Christmas time and he's like, this is what me and Stefan used to do on Christmas, like, when we were kids. And he's just like, leave, you have to go right now. He does love his brother, even if he does horrible things.
He does. Well, and I mean, there's the root of all the good brotherness. It starts when they were human. There were multiple scenes of him protecting Stefan from their dad or taking the blame for his dad.
Totally.
And ultimately, I mean, Stefan was the first one to betray that trust. When he turned Damon, you know, I've seen a lot of argument that, you know, Damon wanted to be a vampire in the first place, but that's not how that played out. Damon wanted Catherine to turn him. Damon did not want eternity without Catherine, and Stefan knew it, and he took complete advantage of that.
Yeah, it was his body, his choice, and Stefan did not respect that.
No, and that's like an eternity of sorry.
Yeah, and that's why he carries around that guilt and always trying to save him. And even Stefan is like, because he blames himself for every bad thing that Damon does because he did that. So, and even Damon was just like, don't feel guilt for my choices. Like, I make these choices. Like, I think we've already been past this.
Yeah, no, he was just, I feel like Stefan was always, he was trying to be the martyr and take blame for everything, and it was annoying.
It wasn't always.
Where I feel like I feel like he was always like, oh, I did this, I screwed up, and it was just... Sometimes it was just like, it's not about you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, his guilt just, I don't know. It was a little too much.
It always felt like a pity party, like a, you know, woe is me, sorry yes. for what I've done, but because I feel so bad, let's distract it from what I did and instead make it about, you know, healing me from being upset because of what I've done, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I feel like it's just sounds like we're straight up bashing.
I think we're all on the same page here. I know. I also think that he, if you think about it, though, they are like, I think they're like 10 years apart, no?
I think there's a decent age gap.
Yeah, because at Sheriff Forbes' funeral.
That was so sad.
God, that was awful.
There was, it was so sad. I love how Damon's like friends with everybody too. You can just tell he's like the nicer. Mm-hmm. Like deep down he cares more. He can maintain much better friendships. Stefan has like no friends.
No. Sorry.
Except for Lexi.
Yeah, right?
Who Damon kills. But ironic. Oh, no. Liz Forbes' funeral. So how he's about to give the eulogy because they flash back to, like, his mother.
Yeah.
His mother's funeral. And, like, Stefan's, like, a little tiny boy, and it's still Damon, the same actor. So, like, it feels like a huge age difference.
I think it was, like, 8 years or something.
Is what...
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like Stefan is playing the role of the little brother, where Damon is playing more of the role of the older brother.
And I think that even, you know, Damon's role was an older brother, but I also, you know, it looked like he was a step-in father a lot because their dad's priority was not the kids.
Definitely. Definitely.
And I almost feel like when they became vampires, Damon was almost just like, screw this. I did everything right when I was human and, you know, I protected my brother and everything. And then he turned into a vampire and he's just like, what the fuck did that get me? I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want and give in to these urges and cravings that I have.
Yeah.
And I mean, the relief that must have come with the humanity switch after years of taking on everything that he took on as a human, you know, years of taking that on. I bet the humanity switch was really easy to flip off, especially there in the beginning when he had to process the fact that the woman that he was in love with, that he was willing to sacrifice his humanity for, was screwing his brother instead, and that his brother had committed the ultimate betrayal, that his dad was tried to kill him. I mean, all those different things come into play, and I think I'd be down for a couple of decades of, you know, no humanity myself.
I would shut my humanity switch up.
Right.
There's a lot of things I don't want to feel sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I think one of the things that really does go to show just how, like, rounded Damon's character is his entire relationship with Sheriff Forbes. I mean, Sheriff Forbes' death was by far the hardest one for me to watch. Like, even worse than when Stefan died, even worse than when Joe died at her own wedding pregnant with twins. Like,
oh my God, that was horrible.
That was horrible. I think I think the only other death that I felt a little bit more than that wasn't in the Vampire Diaries, but it was definitely Haley's death. But she was my second most painful death.
Sheriff Forbes was hard.
Yeah, because she was just like, she was with everyone. And then it was just like, it was just kind of like out of the blue. You didn't see it actually coming. And then you're like, what the hell?
Mm-mm. And it was so wrong.
And then she's the only person, it is, and she's the only person to die from, like, a normal cause, though.
Mm-hmm.
And not super, and she says that, too, actually, but the other thing that I really like about Damon.
Everything.
Is that, well, a lot of things. The necklace, like, how he gives, and I know this is probably more about Elena than Stefan, but still, like, just the fact that you found a necklace that you know means something to both of them and gives it to her on her birthday when he's off with Klaus. I love that.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the things that people do love about his character when he became so like such a rounded character come back to Elena so much. It's kind of hard to describe what you love about Damon without connecting it back to her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he was pretty cool like in the first place though. Yeah. He was like just a savage killing people. I like that. But he did have a soft side with her, and that's nice to see in a villain, I guess. I wanted him to stay a villain.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going to say, is I understand the love triangle thing, but I think I would have liked to have seen Damon end up alone or with a character that maybe just didn't have anything to do with the whole Mystic Falls, everybody kind of just sleeps with everybody and kisses everybody dynamic.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen him with Bonnie, though. Not gonna lie.
Bonnie and Damon are one of those that I'm like, do I love them more as friends or do I want them to be in love?
They kind of had that thing.
I know, because they do have like friend moments where I'm like, no, they shouldn't be in a relationship. And then I'm like, oh my God, they should. I think if Elena had died instead of been in a sleeping coffin, it would have been more possible for it to happen. Because she's way too good of a friend to do that.
Yep. Because they always had that. They had that love, hate, always arguing, not getting along, but then having those moments where they just kind of clicked. And I think if Elena had completely died, then they would have, in their grief and knowing that she was gone, they definitely would have gotten together.
Even really early on, like Damon and Bonnie were doing things to help Elena that nobody else knew about. And they were just like, they always had like a team for Elena. I mean, the whole show was around Elena, but they connected over this and they became friends through that. And then the prison world, obviously.
Yeah, they literally got trapped in hell together.
I love that whole thing. The 90s, just like all of it.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I think what I liked about it, though, is, you know, Bonnie really had... She held Damon accountable in a way that I don't feel like any of the other characters did. Even Elena, you know, he always talked about how, you know, he was going to stay on the good and straight for Elena. He was being good for Elena. I feel like Bonnie didn't even give him an option. It was, you're going to be good, and when you're not, we're not going to sit here and cry over it. You're going to tell us why you messed up, and we're going to get back straight again. I appreciated that with Bonnie.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was not afraid of bringing down the hammer.
Bonnie's character was so good.
So good.
She just got done so dirty, though. I feel so bad.
Back attack. Yeah. So, I would have liked to have seen Stefan have a little more accountability than what he did. I think that's the biggest issue that I have with Stefan's character, is I think that if there would have been more accountability for doing bad things on Stefan's side, then it would be easier to digest him.
Yes. Damon always admits that he's like this bad guy, and he admits that he does wrong, and he admits that he's selfish, but Stefan's just like, I'm so good. And then all of a sudden he's just like, his switch is flipped, or he ate human blood and he's a fucking monster again. And it's excusable because he's off the animal blood.
Yep.
There's like, never accountability.
I just feel like they didn't put as much into his character as everyone else's character. I feel like everyone else's character had like like different shades of gray and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But he was just like kind of like black and white. Like,
yeah,
he was either good or he was bad. And, you know, when he was bad, he's just like, kind of screw you, I'm going to rip everyone's throats out. And when he was good, and like when he was good, it was just like, oh my God, you can't do that, that's wrong, like, oh my God, there's no excuse. Like, he was just too black and white, and like he was the freaking ripper, and he always had this holier than thou attitude especially towards Damon. And then when Elena got turned into a vampire, I was just like, dude.
And it was always, whenever Stefan messed up, it was always, oh my god, we have to save him. We have to bring him back. We have to da-da-da-da-da.
No, let him be.
When Damon screws up, it's all, you know, to hell with him. Fuck him. You know, he's the worst ass ever.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to give up on him when he's missing in the prison world.
Right.
I hate that Stefan does that. It bothers me so much.
Right. Or the fact that, you know, Augustine is really never talked about the way that I feel like it needs to be talked about. I mean, you find out that your brother went through Augustine and you're like, well, anyway, you know, kind of.
I know it never comes up. I think he says like, why didn't you tell me or something? Yeah. And he's just like, and Damon just says like, I didn't like, it was done with.
Okay. So I think now we're able to answer. I think now we're able to answer the question, who was the better brother? I think we all know Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I can't agree fully because there's times where I think, like, there's times where Stefan goes to the ends of the earth for him, too.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me. I'm, like, so indecisive.
Like, I'm just, like, he screwed Damon over so many times, like, through human and vampire, and it was just, like, he had his back, and he didn't give up, because that was
his brother. He also steals his girlfriend.
I mean, he wasn't that great of a boyfriend. He wasn't that great of a boyfriend anyway, so, I mean, you know.
Stefan? I think Stefan was a good boyfriend.
No.
I think Stefan actually respected Elena more than Damon, but I think they were better together.
He wants to be respected.
He respected her choice every. You've been reading your books way too much.
Way too much. I'm like comparing Damon to Zaid Meadows here, and I'm like, oh
God.
That's funny.
I think on like the mindset of healthy relationships, like relationships I couldn't escape into my dark romances with, I think that Stelena was probably the better end game, honestly. Even just from
if she stayed human,
huh?
I said maybe if she would like stayed human though. I don't think
she became human again though. She was cured.
Okay. Okay.
But I still liked Elena better. I think Stefan, on the other hand, Stefan and Catherine would be a great endgame.
Like they like Matt.
Sorry about that.
You're all good.
Yeah, her face was like, and her tongue was itchy, as you could hear. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Grab me one.
I have no idea where we were.
Damon's. No, we were talking. I think the last time we were talking about how. Stefan and Elena, you guys said would have been good as like endgame.
Oh yeah. And I said Catherine and Stefan would have been.
But yes, then I was like, honestly, him with Catherine, it makes sense. Like Elena makes a sense with like Damon, because when Elena's human. She's like that good moral, like, and he's like that same way. And I feel like just the two of them together is bleh. But
they're both bleh separately as well.
But if they each have someone that's morally gray, it balances out.
I just feel like the on-screen chemistry between Stefan and Elena felt way more natural than it did between Damon and Elena. And don't get me wrong, I love a good slow burn. I'm all about a good slow burn. But it just didn't feel... It felt like the slow burn was so based on... It felt like the slow burn just had more to do with Damon and Stefan's relationship than it did Damon and Elena's relationship to me. And I feel like that made it feel not right in the end. I thought they were cute together. I loved the whole good girl, bad boy type thing. But it just didn't feel as authentic to me as Stefan and Elena's relationship did. Even if they were a little bland.
And I think that they were also just more healthier. Than Damon and Elena. But for TV purposes, I think that Damon and Elena were real good. But there's, like, also Damon. So, there's, like, times where I think Damon is a good brother and Damon, like, she's, I mean, I think that Damon's relationship with Catherine also could have something to do with, like, Elena and Damon. Like, it was for, maybe even for both of them, honestly. That's rough. Oh, also, like, when Reyna Cruz is coming around and Stefan jumps in front of Damon to, like, stop him from getting stabbed because he provoked Reyna.
Which one was that? Hold on. I might have
to... Reyna Cruz is the vampire hunter that, like...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. It was just another one of those examples of, you know... One thing to be said about both of them is they loved each other for sure, through and through.
They did.
One, you know, Stefan obviously being the selfless of the two brothers. One thing that I really, really enjoyed about him was his, I mean, the selflessness that was there. I don't think that he showed that same selflessness to Damon, but I think that you saw it reflected in a lot of what he did.
Like, what do you mean?
He was willing to take the hits and he was willing to take the sacrifices in a lot of different ways. Like, even if the outcome wasn't what he wanted, I mean, obviously the most obvious example is the fact that he didn't, it didn't really seem like he begrudged Stefan and Damon and Elena's relationship after he kind of came to grips with it. But, with Damon, you know, he was willing to let Damon take the fall for everything, but it was clear that in every other aspect, he was a pretty selfless guy. I mean, he was willing to sacrifice himself to save the town and everybody he loves. And at the end, you know, he sacrificed himself. And I think that was his big display of finally being selfless just for Damon.
I don't even think that was selfless just for Damon. I think that had a lot to do with Elena. I don't think he ever got over Elena, personally.
Yeah.
But it was very deep, and it had a lot to do with Damon as well, definitely. He's just like, but like in that moment, so like Damon should have known that he couldn't compel Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like, you're human now, so I can do this. And he's like, he should have known I wouldn't have lived my life one day on this earth without taking Vervain.
Right. Like, come on, buddy. We've been at this for too long.
This is day one shit, bro.
Yeah, we've been at this too long.
In season, like, when Tyler bites Damon, and that's how Stefan even, like, Stefan does, like, do... how he kept eating the blood bags and became the Ripper and went off with Damon. I mean, with Klaus.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that?
That was kind of cool then even to see when them two together, though.
To see who?
It was kind of cool to see them.
Like Klaus and Stefan, or?
Yeah, because... In the Vampire Diaries, people are like, oh no, Klaus is bad, blah, 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 blah. And then to see them to kind of like just go off and, you know, be bad, it was fun.
Yeah, I like that too.
I was going to say, Klaus absolutely wanted that brother relationship with Stefan that.
Or more.
I mean, maybe if he stopped stabbing his siblings and putting them in coffins, he could have had that.
Just casual suggestion, right?
Might be. You ain't wrong. But... Well, I think that Stefan and Klaus were actually lovers behind Rebecca's back in the 20s. And I'm here for it.
I'm down.
I would have loved to seen a three-way love triangle with Caroline, Stefan, and Klaus.
God, could you imagine how bad...
Not even a love triangle, but... I'm sorry, what?
Could you imagine how pissed Rebecca would be?
I know. Not even this time you killing him, but you're literally taking him from me.
Yeah, she already hated sharing him as a friend.
I'm sorry, what?
She already hated sharing Stefan as Klaus's friend.
I know. I meant I would have liked to seen a throuple between Caroline, Stefan, and Klaus, but I think I said love triangle. And I don't know if it was, like, portrayed as Rebecca, but yeah.
Again, Caroline was, you know, good. And I didn't like her and Stefan together either. That just... That good on good just, it doesn't balance out. Does not, like, it doesn't work for me.
I think it's because we're traumatized.
Like, maybe it's my own trauma, but I want to see the good girl with the bad guy. Or even,
that's why I like Catherine and Stefan, because she's the bad girl with the good guy.
Or the good guy with the bad girl, yeah.
I like Rebecca and Stefan all day.
Like,
I
do too. Caroline? No. I need more to happen with her and Klaus. I shipped them so freaking bad, and she was just like, "No, you're so bad, yeah. Carol." Oh, I know. Klaus.
But did you watch? You didn't finish the originals, though. You need to do that because they have good scenes.
No. I'm pretty sure I did. Just I watched it like 10 years ago, so I'm like. It's been a while, but I definitely loved the originals.
Me too. What were you saying, Caitlin?
I think.
Oh, you're good.
Or whoever.
I was just saying, I watched the first episode, but that was really all I got out of the originals.
It's so...
Oh my God, you need to go watch the originals. Honestly, if I had compared the two shows, I probably... The originals more. Like, the originals was so good. You got the history, plus it took place in New Orleans. Like, it was, and it's not like you just had, one witch, like you had on, like, Bonnie was just the main witch. You had so many different kinds of shit. It was, sorry, I don't know if you want swearing on your podcast, but it was so good. It was so good. Plus, like, Klaus, right. And then you had.
And that's why I keep saying I want to watch it.
His brothers.
It's one of those where you're like, oh yeah, man, I can't wait to sit down and watch this. And then you sit down and it's like, it's just not the right time for your heart for that show.
I think you should start it on episode 8 of season 1. Unless you're not a Klaus fan, then don't.
No, I love Klaus.
But it's so good. It really is. I was very disappointed, though, to find out that Rebecca didn't end up being in there. Full time.
Oh, she wasn't.
She was
originals.
No.
Oh, I love Rebecca. I feel for her so bad.
She's one of my faves.
That girl needs a hug so bad.
She does. Poor thing.
She had so many issues. She had abandonment issues, betrayal issues, daddy issues, mommy issues. She had all of it.
Brother issues.
Oh, definitely that. Brother daddy issues, like trying to be her daddy, killing all her boyfriends.
Yeah, really winning.
I just did a podcast about like Klaus and all his relationships, and they said somebody was like, oh, like Rebecca and Klaus are incestual. And you know, I didn't see it at first, but then after they said that, I was watching it. And I'm like, it kind of is, because it's like he's always like, you have to love me, and that's it.
I think he is one of these people that is just extremely territorial. Almost like, you know, one of the girls that's like, no, you're my best friend. You can have one best friend. I think that Klaus gives off that very same energy because he doesn't. I think, he never has been able to do love right.
He's afraid to be alone.
Yeah, I think Klaus. Yeah, I think Klaus just demanded that love and loyalty, and at the same time couldn't trust anyone.
Yeah, totally. I'm sorry. I just had to text them to make sure she's still good.
You're fine.
You're fine. Yeah, so I think the originals are so good and it's worth the watch even if you don't have the time or like you can't sit through it. Skip a couple episodes. It's worth it. It's way better than The Vampire Diaries. I mean, in my personal opinion, obviously, but
I had to associate through like the last season and a half of Vampire Diaries, if I'm being honest with you. I was sitting there and I was watching, but at the same time I was like, okay, let me just scroll through my phone while I'm watching this because some of this is just too cringe to get through. So
did you watch season 7?
Yes, that's the one right after Elena dies or goes into the coffin, right?
Yeah. She should have died, honestly.
Oh, my God, that season was a lot. It was one of those that I was like, please tell me this isn't where we're going, right? We're not doing this. And we were doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with The Vampire Diaries, sometimes it was just like, oh, my God, too much. But, like, I feel like the originals did it in a way where it was like, oh, this is exciting. It's, like, bringing me back each week. At the end of the episode, I'm like, God damn you. Now I have to wait a whole week to see what happens. Like, the original.
I think that was true at first, but I think that both shows ended too promptly because they were trying to start legacies and they ruined the both endings of the shows.
I never even watched that. I don't know. I just, it never, the idea of it never pulled me in.
I did. I've watched it 3 times now, but it's still not, it's not like, it doesn't feel like it belongs in this universe. It doesn't feel like it belongs to the other two shows. The other two shows are like on the same type of thing. It is Klaus's daughter and Caroline and Alaric and Joe's daughters, but it's just not the same feel. And Alaric's in it. But I just wanted to see where, like, the characters ended up and stuff, so that's why I watched it. And then I started...
I feel like that's the only reason maybe one day I possibly would, but, like, Alaric and Caroline, it's not even like I was crazy about them in the show. So it just...
That was gross. Are you talking about as a relationship or individually? Or both?
No, like, not that I hated them, I didn't hate them. I guess I just, their stories just didn't pull me in versus the way
I loved
Rick other characters
Harry.
Did.
I love Rick. I'm a Rick stan. But it was one of those things. Honestly, I know that a lot of people loved Joe and they loved their relationship. I didn't. I didn't like Joe. I didn't want Rick with Joe. It didn't feel right to me at all. And
who did you like Rick with?
I mean, I don't really feel like there were any really good Rick relationships.
No, I don't think so either.
I think Joe. I like Jenna and Joe, but.
I mean, Jenna's definitely, I liked Jenna in general. I liked where they were going with Rick and Jenna, but it almost felt like one of those that was, it was too easy for them to be together. Like, they were both single. They were both in the same age range. They both got along with Jeremy and Elena. We'll stick them together and we'll call it gravy. And, it didn't feel super awkward.
Sometimes that's how things work, though. Sometimes things just fall into place.
It's true. I just didn't feel like there was a real chemistry there. And then they brought Joe in, and I was like, okay, this will come in out of nowhere. And now they're, what? It all happened so quickly, and it did not make sense to me. And Joe's character was so boring to me. I liked the background. I liked the twins, but it just wasn't it for me.
Yeah, I feel like Joe and Joe and him and the twins was probably the most excitement I felt for him throughout the show.
Everybody died on him. Know. Like, everyone that he dated.
Yeah, Buddy did not have good luck.
And then he finally gets Caroline, who's only there for the kids that magically got stuck inside of her. And it's like, she doesn't even want him. Stefan comes back and she's like, bye, bitch. Later.
The Caroline pregnancy thing, I understand they were trying to make the actress's pregnancy work. I get it.
Yeah.
But what the actual hell was that?
I don't know. It made no sense.
When
they've done that in plenty of shows. But
neither did like Klaus having a baby. Like, just because like he was a wolf. It was cool though, I guess, like because they were just protecting the twins and trying to save them. And their bodies do function like other, like humans, other than the fact that they live on blood.
Yeah.
So it does kind of make sense, but it's just like, it was crazy. It was out there.
It was out
there. You could just cover a pregnancy.
Yeah. That was kind of my thought process on it. It was like, and then of course, anytime you add kids into the mix, the obvious answer is going to be save the kids. And to me, that is... it takes out any of the guesswork of like, oh God, the stakes are really high here. How are you going to do this? Because what show is ever, especially a show like Vampire Diaries that is so family centric, what show is ever going to say, you know, we just let the kids die? That's never going to go over well with your audience. And as soon as the twins were introduced and as soon as the twins became at stake, you kind of knew how it was going to end. However it had to be done to protect the twins.
Totally. They were never going to end up in any real danger there. Nobody would like that, like you just said. If you guys had watched Legacies, their relationship is like, it starts out like they're very codependent on each other, but they're very cute at the same time. That's what a lot of these brotherhood relationships, sibling relationships are like. They're very codependent and enmeshed, but I like it. Stefan and Damon still? I don't know. What have we said?
I think that
Damon's the better brother.
I don't agree. I don't fully agree because I can't make a decision. I think Damon's the older brother and Stefan is the younger brother, respectively. And I love, like, because Damon and Stefan, like, when Damon is under that mind control by Sybil, the sirens. Mm-hmm. I love when he's like, applesauce penguin brother, like, I need you to help me, but I can't tell you what I need to help you with.
Yeah.
You need to just figure it out.
Damon was so funny.
He was.
No, but like when it comes to them as like being there for, you know, not giving up who was the best brother to the other, I just feel like Damon didn't give up on him as easily as Stefan always gave up on Damon.
But then I think that's not true.
I feel like that's the crux for me. Like
Damon does give up on Stefan too, though, because there's like times where Damon is like, and this is why I can't choose, because Damon is like, there's when Elena, when he's like, what?
I said, okay, maybe, but I feel when like Damon, he gives up a lot more on Damon than Damon gives up on him.
I don't know. Maybe. Like,
they both do it, but, you know.
Yeah, so Stefan does it like when Damon's in the prison role of Bonnie. He gives up on looking for him and makes everybody else think that he is still looking for him, but he's not. And then then Damon gives up on season 3. He's like, he's not worth being, like, we're not going to save him. And then he only ends up there because of Elena and then realizes he could save him afterwards. But like, he did give up on him too.
I think that the difference there though is, you know, with kind of going back to what we were saying about Stefan never having to take accountability for his own actions, I think that was, in a way, it was really showing how if Stefan wasn't being saved, that then he wasn't answering for his own issues. Like if it weren't for somebody coming to pull him back, then he would never own up to or be held accountable for any of his own problems. Damon didn't go out to save him because ultimately Stefan could have saved himself. Stefan could have made the decision to save himself and to do better. And it was just very different for Stefan to not save him from the prison world when, I mean, he was busting his ass to get out of there. And it's not like he had a ton of control over it. Damon was, I mean. And
yeah,
it was just different because Stefan didn't really need to be rescued. Stefan wasn't in a position where it was him against the world. It was him against himself. Whereas Damon
he was in that situation for Damon, though. He was in that situation because he needed to save Damon from getting bit by a werewolf to get the cure for Klaus. So, like, I get what you're saying, but I also think, like, he did that for Damon, and for Damon to just give up on him so easily is kind of like, he's only there because of you.
I think that was one of those instances of Damon just, he had a lot of resentment for Stefan.
Yeah.
Even though they did love each other, yeah. There was a ton of resentment there, and I think that was his resentment speaking. Not to say that it makes it okay to just say, well, appreciate the sacrifice, buddy, but I'm out of here. But I think that's how it went. Whereas the big thing about Stefan giving up on him in the prison world, it felt like he was doing it because he realized that he had so much to gain with Damon not being there. I think Damon wasn't acting out of years and years and years of hurt and just being pissed off with Stefan. And I mean, don't get me wrong, his life was better off without him there, but it wasn't like he was taking all the wins with Stefan not being there. I mean, he was still having to deal with everybody else's remorse about him not being there. I think that Stefan not going after Damon in the prison world was a cop-out because life was easier for Stefan when Damon wasn't there. But I think
exactly
Damon going after Stefan was because Damon was hurt and resentful, and I think that he went after him because he wanted to see Stefan have to take some of the accountability that had been pushed on Damon his entire life.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
I see what you're saying.
It's still one of those where it's hard for me to definitively be like, yeah, you know, Damon, Brother of the Year award, because one of the things I'm never going to be able to get over is him killing Lexi. That was dirty. That was one of those things that is just, that causes an inexcusable amount of hurt.
He's killed so many other people too, though, like that are,
yeah.
I mean, I guess Stefan killed their father, so, but Damon to his mother, he was so hurt by that. Like, by her, like, not showing up after, like, they were vampires and just, like, never came back.
That was such a shit show.
That was so fucked up. And when Damon sits there and tells Lily exactly what to say to get his humanity back on, I fucking cried.
I was like, this is terrible. Yeah, it was awful. Lily, honestly, Mother of the Year right there.
I mean, she's better than Esther, I guess.
Yeah, point.
But not saying much.
No.
I guess she didn't try to kill her kids, you know?
There's some kind of win to be taken there.
Any mother is better than Esther.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we just kind of got like, like Damon was always Damon, and we were so, after a couple of seasons, we were just so desensitized to the things that he did that, like, oh, you killed this person. God damn it, Damon, not again. And then we're like, okay. But whenever his brother did something bad, it was like, oh shit, you screwed up. But it was just, Damon always claimed it. Back to what we were saying before, Damon claimed it. He never claimed to be a hero or, like, you know, and Damon was just,
and when he does do good things, goddamn, He doesn't like gloat about them. He doesn't care if people know. He just does it because he wants to do it. If he's doing good things, like where Stefan, I feel like more people know that he's doing the right thing. He has to like rub it in people's faces.
Yeah. And exactly. Because like a character will go up to Damon and they're like, this was you, huh? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. But if Stefan does something good, he's like, I had to. My morals. It was the right thing to do.
Real quick.
Yeah, like when
when
Damon is in, like when Jeremy's talking to Rose for Damon and Elena to figure out who like their maker was, then he's like, Jeremy says in front of Elena, like he gave her visions to be able to like to have a peaceful when she was dying from the werewolf bite. He like gave her beautiful visions and made it nice for her. And Elena's like, why didn't you ever tell me about that? He's like, because it wasn't about you.
Yeah. That was so good. I love that part.
They're cute. Sometimes they're cute.
These guys are just making me fall in love with Damon all over again.
He was so loving and you didn't expect him to be because he was such a crazy person in the beginning, but he did do a lot of things. When I first started this, I was leaning way more towards Damon being the better brother, but the more I watched, the more I couldn't say that, and I still can't. I do think
I can 100%.
Well, I'm happy that you can be confident in your decisions. I'm not.
I think the only thing that keeps me from being on Aaron's side of 100% is Damon killed a lot of people, but to kill 1,000 people versus the one person that has meant the most to your brother throughout his entire vampiric period is a big thing.
Yeah. You know, like when Stefan goes to kill Cody and Elena.
Yeah.
That's what you just saying that just reminded me of that. And then he kills Enzo and gets the cure. Otherwise, he would have done the same thing back, but worse. And he would have hated himself for that as well.
Because he always hates himself.
Yeah.
He does. I can relate. I'm just kidding. I love myself now.
I tell people all the time, it's just the Edward Cullen of Vampire Diaries. That's all.
I know. It felt like they were like copying that a lot, especially in the first season. But I think that the Vampire Diaries books actually came out before.
They did. Yeah, I was much more of a Twihard before I was a Vampire Diaries fan. So it's one of those things that when I see them and I put their two characters together, I'm like, boy, we really got the martyr, do-gooder, hate myself, wish I wasn't here type guy, copy and pasted.
Yeah. Ugh. I know, and they do the same thing in True Blood as well. Like, Bill Compton and Eric, good and bad. Have you guys seen True Blood?
I haven't.
Let's not even talk about True Blood because the way that ended was retarded.
It's the stupidest ending. HBO ends a lot of shows like horribly.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes.
Note to self, don't watch True Bloods.
Just don't watch the last episode.
No, True Blood was... True Blood was an really amazing show. It was so good. But like that last scene where they zoom out over the picnic table and you're like, who the fuck is that? Like,
sorry, there's True Blood spoilers. No.
It pissed me
off. I guess not. Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't really give... I said a picnic table.
You're right.
I didn't really give anything away.
Speaking of endings, and I know this is kind of off topic, but when I was sitting there like getting all my notes together and I saw somebody talking about how, you know, Stefan and Elena should have been Endgame because they both opened up the show writing in each other's diaries. Or writing in their own diaries, and then like the parallel that would have been if they would have been able to end the show writing in their diaries again. It was one of those things that was so symbolic of them being made for each other, and then it didn't end up even being a thing throughout the rest of the show. Killed me.
Yeah. Honestly, I really love the parallel where, like, I love how Stefan wanted to be a doctor. And Elena wanted to be a writer when she was younger, and Stefan writes Elena's story and she becomes a doctor.
I guess I did forget about that.
I really love that.
That connected for me.
I mean, I guess it was his story because that's how he starts off saying it, but it felt more like her story. Even when she was like in a coffin, the coffin had more storylines than Matt Donovan did. So,
good Lord.
It was super annoying. And everything was like, it was
funny that I could never understand why everybody hated Matt Donovan. And then I finally watched season 7 and I was like, oh my God, please somebody kill him.
He progressively gets worse. Cause in the beginning, he's actually like not bad. Every time I rewatch, I'm like, oh, he's not even that bad. And then he just like gets worse.
And then you remember why everybody says he's so bad.
And oh, I mean, I can't blame him, I guess. Like, his vampire.
He had
like,
some anger issues.
He's right, though. Like, vampires. But I love when Caroline says to him, because he's like going on about how the vampires ruined this and when Mystic Falls used to never be like this. And he's like, Caroline's just like, we're the adults now. It was always like this. They just hid it from us. Stop being a fucking Grow baby.
God knows if there's one thing Matt Donovan could do, it was wine.
For real. Him and Elena should have ended up together. Brother, damn wine.
Yeah, I think that's like my thing is like when they like whine or like feel sorry for themselves, I think that's when I'm like, ew. Like, and I think that's just why I'm always like pro Damon and not Stefan, because you know Damon does have times where he does have his own like pity parties and stuff. But I feel like his brother just takes it too far at times.
Yeah, he doesn't like
people that live in kid parties are the worst in general, fiction or nonfiction.
Facts. He also like you said, he never owns up to all the bad things, and he never like accepts them about himself, because everybody's good and bad, and you have to accept the good, like the bad parts, to have the good parts too. So
yeah.
Denying a part of yourself is, like, really just making this whole thing worse. And even, like, Elijah was very similar to Stefan in the way that, like, they both... hold on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to have to go.
Okay, that's no problem.
I really enjoyed doing this. I'm sorry that we didn't get to keep going. I appreciate
it's all good.
You guys for being here.
Well, I hope she feels better.
Thank you. It's me fine. Too.
All right.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.